Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome into the Show After the Show podcast.
We all hate you right now.
What?
We both, Melissa and I teamed up. We hate you.
That's fine. Everyone hates me.
That was long.
And you pee fast.
Listen,
but other
first
than
of all, that was the mixture of a bathroom break and a post show. Like, all right, a moment to breathe.
This is what happens. This is the total truth. So I will be waiting for you to do like.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Like, a promo. Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear
and
it.
And I will wait. And I wait, and I wait, and I wait.
Yep.
So then I'm like, okay, I've waited 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to go downstairs and get something to eat. I get down there. I'm down there for 1 minute. I start getting texts from you. Where are you?
You want to talk about.
Get up
about,
here. We need to do a
about,
promo.
You want to talk about waiting.
That's because I wait and wait. And when I get done waiting, I'm tired of waiting, so I leave.
I'm going to run down and grab food real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone like 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
No.
But one thing I've come to learn with Melissa is 5 minutes, you have to, it's like dog ears.
Don't turn it around on me.
You have to times it by seven.
That's not true.
So if she says 5 minutes, what she means is 35 minutes.
Mm-mm.
And
nope,
so then you just have
down.
To factor that in.
I go down because I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'll just go get something to eat. He'll be done sooner or later.
Yeah.
The time efficiency on both of you is terrible. So there I said it.
Don't group me in that.
Look, no, I'll admit it. There are times when I take a long time, just like the aforementioned bathroom visit that I just made. Yeah, I took my sweet ass time.
Imagine what this podcast would have sounded like if we started.
There's no way anyone who subscribed to this podcast is still listening.
20 like, minutes ago.
They're like, oh, is this all this soda is going to be about? Because I'm not here for the bathroom visit.
I feel
talk.
Like that it's just Austin tuning out at this point because he's getting ragged on.
No, I listen. People would tune in to hear me get ragged on. But when they hear me getting ragged on something that I had to be ragged in, folks, then they're like, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't think bathroom talk is a good seller for podcasts. Right?
All people want.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
You are a big, you giggle at farts and poop humor.
No. I don't like that humor unless it's unintentional or it's got to be really funny. If it's like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
In that instance, then I think it's completely not funny.
You have the humor of a 12-year-old boy, though. You know that, right?
You do.
Yeah.
Hey, get off me.
That made you laugh. Humor of a 12-year-old boy.
Can
we talk about San Diego? And
what about
Melissa
Diego?
Going anywhere in San Diego is somehow the most exciting thing in the world.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. We have to share this story.
No, we don't.
No, yes. We do.
Yes, we
this
do.
This was the best.
We are in an Uber.
First of all, context. We always give Mel a hard time. We're like, you are 11 years old. You are 11 years old. And she's like, no, I'm not. You guys, stop. No, I'm not. And then we land in San Diego, and it was as if we were Like Mel, instead of getting Mel off the plane, yeah. We got an 11-year-old boy with us.
We get in the Uber and we start driving.
I don't know how this got turned around.
And we're making good jokes. We're having a good time.
This story.
And if you've ever been to San Diego, when you leave the airport, they have,
they have a lot of cool stuff.
It's like right on the water.
Right on the water. They have a lot of cool boats. Yeah. One of them being an old-timey pirate ship.
It was cool.
And you would have thought Mel just rediscovered the wheel when she saw it.
Wow!
She goes, guys, look, a pirate ship!
A pirate ship?
Guys, look!
Is that a real pirate ship?
It's so much big!
I think that's a real pirate ship!
It has one of the big wheels on it!
A huge wheel in front, just like the old-fashioned wheel!
And then, we're like, oh, I can't believe, this is the first time we have taken anyone. It was as if she had been, captured. And we were letting her out of captivity for the first time.
It was like what I imagine an 11-year-old felt like seeing The Wizard of Oz in theaters when it first came out.
Yes.
Color?
Mel. Mel, you're older than both Kyle and I. You would think you would be the most guys, it's a pirate ship.
Yeah.
It's not that big of it. There's one at every major harbor in America.
Yeah. No, there's not.
Have you been to Boston? Have you been to?
No.
Have you been to
anywhere
on the Vegas?
Are you telling me they have a pirate ship in the harbor in Boston?
In the Virginia coast? South Carolina, I believe there's one. There's some in Florida.
No.
Yes, Mel, I don't think you haven't been to these places.
Well, then why wouldn't I be excited to see a pirate ship?
Because you're 11 years old.
Because
it was so cool.
And then we fast forward a little bit and she goes,
it was awesome.
Look at that barge. That is a huge barge.
It was.
And at this point, our Uber driver's probably so annoyed with us. And he just goes, that's an aircraft carrier. It's been turned into a museum for you to tour through. And she's like,
an aircraft carrier? I haven't seen one of those since Top Gun.
That is what I said. I've never seen one in person.
It was
cool.
And I was just and so then, no joke. And it was maybe a 15-minute car ride. That was the first 5 minutes. The next 10 minutes were just Kyle and I pointing out just things
is that a CVS? Ooh. A real-life pharmacy, you guys?
Wow.
Is that Second Street? They have a lot of streets here. Wow.
There's got to be a First Street. We should see that next.
Mel's favorite was the old spaghetti factory. I've only seen the new one. Wow.
It was so, so fun.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yes, you are.
We can go back to making fun of how long it took me to poop.
Forever. Wow.
Did you poop that whole time?
Wow.
And I you probably think, oh, Kyle and Austin, they're exaggerating. They're going above and beyond. Guys, I'm not joking in what was said. Maybe the tone was said.
No, I'm
but
not
it
even
was,
joking
it was
the tone.
Literally like, it you was... guys, like, oh my gosh. And we were just like, no, it's a boat.
No, but look, it even has one of the big wheels in the back.
I went for a run the next day.
Captain Jack Sparrow reporting for duty.
And I took a photo of the boat just for Melissa. And sure enough, she texts back, the pirate ship. As if I didn't know I was in the photo with it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, look over your shoulder. There's a pirate ship behind you.
It was so cool, you guys. It was so cool.
Well, wait. And
I wish we would have had time. I would have gone on the pirate ship boat.
It's funny because this all happened literally just days after I shared a story with Kyle about traveling with Melissa. It was the first or second time I traveled with Mel. We go to Nashville. We are we're at our hotel. We're checking into a hotel. Mel checks in first. And so after she checks in, she waited for me to check in before we could go up together. And I'm checking into my hotel. And as soon as I get my key, I turn around and I see Mel. And there's this decorative table with some kind of antiques on the table and a mirror right there. It's just common hotel decor. Mm-hmm. And Mel has picked up one of the antique magnifying glasses and is... making faces through the magnifying glass into the mirror. And it was in that moment, that was the moment that I realized, oh, this woman is 11 years old. Like, she's might be younger than her son, Porter. And I shared that story with...
Sometimes you gotta let loose a little bit.
I shared that story with Kyle. Like, Mel and Kyle and I were, like, in the studio. And I was like, Kyle, just so you're prepared, Mel is 11 years old.
It was incredible.
And then, but like, you know, obviously, like, I'm exaggerating and, you know, like, okay, how true could this be? How true to form could this be? And the second we land in San Diego, it's just right away.
Just right away.
Was that a pirate ship?
Guys.
It was just, that was like, it couldn't have been more perfect. Like, the timing, your comedic timing, Mel, is just chef's
kiss.
And
I'm kind of glad we went to our rooms separately. Because we were staying at the Hard Rock, which has some, like, memorabilia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, if I had to walk...
Is that Robert Plant's guitar?
Is that Michael Jackson's glove?
That is cool. It is.
And like, on the walls, like the wallpaper at Hard Rock is just literally littered with the logos of famous rock bands from all over. It's like... Guys, look, Led Zeppelin.
Did you see the one of the Beatles?
Yeah.
It was so cool.
You guys, do you think the Beatles ever stayed here?
It was awesome.
Oh.
It's no worse than, like, I mean, Kyle doing dances on the sidewalks of San Diego.
I love to tear up a
Kyle,
dance.
You look like a dead robot.
There was,
dead robot on the inside because you weren't hanging.
The very first, I know, yeah, Mel, you should have been there just so we could have made fun of Kyle together.
Yeah,
because he definitely got more drunk. It was weird. Kyle and I drank the same amount, but he was definitely feeling it more, and he felt it more the next morning.
I think it's because I woke up earlier that day. Because that was the day I woke up to run.
And
I don't think I got enough sleep, and it just kind of all added up. That was a weird night. I was thinking about this last night. It was our Thursday night. So it was our first, like, full day of conference stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just weird because we had a happy hour for work. And then we went back to the hotel lobby and just kind of hung out and chatted for a while. And then we're like, well, we'll pop into the hotel bar now to just grab, like, a nightcap. And we got one. And then we struck up a conversation with the guy next to us. And as we were ordering our drinks, he was like, oh, put it on my tab. We're like,
nice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Awesome. Guess we'll take 17 more. But we only had those two. And then it was like, as we were finishing that drink, we bumped into somebody who was like, hey, we're going to go to a second bar.
Yeah.
Do you want to come? And that's just when it got, it got escalated to the point where I was feeling it a little.
I know. And Mel went up. You were like, you weren't feeling well. So you went up.
Well, you guys know I had stomach.
Yeah. Stomach. Oh, we talked about it on the show.
Yeah. And so I went on runs.
Mel had the runs.
Yeah.
So
I did.
Mel, like, honestly, we go to this second spot and, you know, I had a couple more pops. And Kyle walking back. And what was funny was, like, Kyle earlier had told me, he goes, yeah, in college, you know, there were times when I would get, you know, really, really drunk and I like stole a guy's hat and I took off running behind an alleyway.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, so
one time.
Okay, you get like, you like in your past, you have gotten crazy drunk.
I got loose.
Sounds like it.
We're walking back from this bar. It was literally the only bar in the Gaslamp District in San Diego that was open past 1:30 or no, past. Past 12:30. Past 12:30.
Yeah, it was like past midnight.
Yeah, it was weird. Everything
Early
closed.
Bars.
I know.
What's
I was,
up with that?
But it was also like a Wednesday or it was a Thursday.
The Thursday night's a big night.
That's what
to
I
go
thought.
Out.
I thought Thursday was like a bit thirsty Thursday. You know, like that's a big.
But San Diego's also so weirdly big.
Yeah,
like it's not like a smaller city. It's very weird because my sister-in-law lives in San Diego, and it's like. Little
like it's
far.
Spread out?
Yeah, it's so spread out. Yeah. Like, yeah, the Gaslamp District, I will admit, like, you'd think there'd be a couple more bars.
Yeah, I don't know
open.
How many people, like, actually live downtown.
But yeah,
in
it's
San
one of those
Diego.
That I don't know how many people actually live in.
It's not
in
like
that
a Chicago
area.
Where there's, like, people living in every,
every
high
neighborhood.
Rise.
Yeah.
So we go to this bar and we're walking back, and I can tell Kyle's feeling it or whatever. And he's just like, man. And he, at one point, we turn around and Kyle's carrying this like parking cone, this like traffic cone.
It was my cone.
All dibs. And Kyle's like, or our buddy Spencer, who you met, he was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing with that cone?" And Kyle's like, "This," and he just chucks it into like a restaurant patio.
Not my cone
anymore. And just kept walking.
What you? Gosh, are you damaging property over there?
No, trust me.
You tell me, Brandon.
I made sure. Nothing was damaged. It was just the cone was just replaced.
Hey.
It was put in a new spot.
Cone wanted a new home.
What caused you to do that?
You know what? Letting loose.
So, letting loose.
Mel, just be wary. If you're with Kyle and he gets too many pumps in him, just... And it's no holds bar.
I like to steal things.
Sometimes. Yeah, he will steal something.
I used to steal...
And you will be accomplice if you're with him. So
yeah,
just be
I can, I see that.
I used to steal signs.
Steal paper, some, paper, what are you, the
like,
Astros?
Like the, yeah. It's a fastball. In bars, you know how they'll have like paper signs like for bands or bars or for beers.
Oh,
I used to steal those.
That's funny.
They would just
not funny for the band that's trying to sell out the bar later.
Well,
on
next like,
week.
It would be mostly the beer ones of like the beer's on tap this
month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Then I wake up and then the next morning I would just be like, oh.
Would you just then just throw them away or do you have
basically.
Like a collection?
Well, then
of them
I would
somewhere.
Show Haley, be like, hey, look what I took. She goes, what are we going to do with that? And I was like, I don't know, but it's really funny. I don't know how to communicate this.
And then at one point, which you can see on my Instagram page, is the video of Kyle doing that.
The aforementioned broken robot
of just the.
I saw that. I'm like, what is he doing?
And
I
he
just
did
felt
that
it.
For probably, like, because he did, he was doing
I
it for like
that. That was good.
10 or 15 seconds before I even started filming. Then I filmed for a good 45 seconds.
I
love an audience. I saw there was an audience for the robot.
You do.
I don't think you were seeing much of anything other than stars.
I saw a couple people. And I'm like, robot time, baby. That's all I need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I thought I'd share this with you. There was one time I stole something.
Ooh.
Was it
my heart? Because you're so sweet.
Aww.
That was nice.
Did we just have a moment?
Wait, is it a team? No, wow.
Yeah, it's not even a team Melissa thing.
No,
this is weird.
Wanted to make up for all the wows.
Like, wow.
You guys, friendship. A partnership and friendship.
It's the best kind of ship.
So what I stole is a bit odd. It was wind chimes.
What? Of all the things you could steal, you said, yeah, wind chimes is it.
Yeah. So I was with a friend and we were walking house to house in her neighborhood.
Oh, no.
And I was like, look at that cute wind chime.
No.
And so I took the wind chime. And then we went to the next house. I'm like, oh, they got wind chimes.
You stole multiple wind chimes.
Wow, yeah,
wind
but then chimes. Nice Me came out.
You returned.
And Nice Christy came out, who was with me, and we're like, we got to return the wind chimes. So we went back and put, and I couldn't remember how it was hung up. So I set everything down next to every door.
We got to return
all the wind chimes. And felt like I wasn't going to go to hell because I at least returned them.
I once.
Wait. Hang on. Before we move on, I want to hear that story. I need to elaborate more. So how old were you in this?
18.
18 years old.
Old enough.
Old enough. So, and you were just, you're just walking through a neighborhood.
Yeah. We're like, wouldn't this be funny if we took the wind chimes? It was so stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever to take.
Just the
That's
sentence,
even why I'm talking about it. Because it's so dumb.
We got to return the wind chimes is funny.
We got to return
so
the
I
wind
will
chimes.
Give 18-year-old Melissa credit for that. That is very funny. Just completely out of context. We got to return the wind chimes. But did anyone, did you apologize? Like, did people catch you?
No, because it was like, you know, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Oh, so it's the
dark.
Middle of the night.
Yeah. It was dark.
Oh, my God.
So we were on people's porches. And this then, of course, wind chimes are loud. Do you know how hard it is to take and bring back wind chimes?
Yeah, right. It's not, you can't, that's not a quiet offense that you're
no.
taking.
It's a dumb move. Like, we've all done dumb stuff.
And this is well before Ring cameras, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, Ring cameras have only been around for
imagine?
Like 6, 7, 8 years, I feel like.
Yeah. Could you imagine you doing this today as an 18-year-old, just stealing wind chimes, and people are just like watching their Ring cameras like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. It's
I know,
super,
you can't
super
steal
dumb.
Anything anymore.
You really can't
you
steal
You can't.
Anything.
Not without getting caught.
I know.
Have you ever stolen anything?
You know, just people's packages off of their front patios during Christmas time.
I mean, that's smart. That's how you make
porch
money.
Pirate over there.
Yeah. That was actually my ship in San Diego.
Ship.
Yeah, that
wow.
That was my boat. That's why I wasn't making a big deal out of it. That's what I take from home to steal these packages from people's yards. No, I don't think I've stolen anything. I'm a good kid. So, Kyle.
Ooh, boring.
Yeah, I stole. We've documented my fruit roll-up stealing incident.
Oh yeah, they got you ISS.
Yeah, in school suspension, baby. And then bad boy over here. Steal signs from bars used to be funny. One night, in college, my friends and I were walking to a bar and we noticed the frat house had a, sign in their yard for somebody to win trustee, like so-and-so for trustee.
Oh, okay.
The whole night we made jokes about it. I don't know why. I was like, for trustee, just kept yelling that. I woke up the next morning and I had the trustee sign in my bedroom. And I just went, man, he's going to lose a couple votes.
Kyle.
For me. I'm sorry.
Thief.
You cannot be trusteed with anything.
You're bad boy, bad boy.
I was a bad boy.
Kyle might be the worst of the three of us.
I think he is.
Unless,
what you going to do?
Although, Mel, I will say this. In the back of my mind, I feel like there is, you do have, like you did some darker stuff than like stealing like wind chimes, but you don't want to share it.
I agree.
Is that true? You just have to say yes or no. Is there worse offenses in your life?
She's thinking about it.
I am, because I don't think there is.
No? I mean, it may not be. There may not be. But I feel like in the back of my mind, like you had like a little wild side to you.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't like I did like evil things or anything.
Well, no. I'm not saying like you like murdered someone's aunt or something. You know?
You didn't do that, did you?
No.
Did you?
I mean, you
didn't like go into the nursing home and smother, you know, your grandfather.
No, I used to visit people in the nursing home.
To kill them?
To give them company.
To give them company. Okay. Now, we're like, what's the worst thing you've ever done? She's like, well, one time I only spent 15 minutes at the nursing home visiting. It's like, all right, no, this is not helping our kid. Like, we're supposed to be sharing. So nothing worse than stealing wind chimes. Is that your worst offense growing up?
I mean, I got pulled over for speeding.
Okay. Oh, this is boring. No.
Is that bad?
No.
I accidentally hit the back of a Greyhound bus once. Everybody had to get off the bus.
Oh, you told me that story.
I once
got caught for speeding with my learner's permit.
Oh.
Meaning my mom was in the front seat of the car with me.
She was saying it was okay.
She was.
Was she telling you to slow down?
No. Because my mom also has a lead foot. And she was putting on her makeup. We were running late, naturally. And I was going, we were going to a football camp in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So it was about 30 minutes south of where I grew up. And we were, and I'm like trying to get there on time. And so I'm literally speeding my dad's car and my mom's in the front seat and she's putting on her makeup and then, but what made it worse was my mom then grounded me from driving for like 3 or 4 months.
It was her fault.
And I was like, huh? I was like, Mom, you were in the car with me.
You should have told me. You're
also at fault. You're an accomplice to this crime. And
no, you deserved it.
My dad was kind of mad at both of us.
Did he get? Did you get a ticket? Or did he let you go with a warning?
So I didn't have. I don't think I had my ID on me too. So he asked me for my social security number, and I gave him that, and he was able to like look me up that way. But then, no, he didn't give me a warning. I think he did give me a ticket, and I had to go to court.
Oh wow!
And like, to talk to the judge. I think the judge ended up letting me off, or I had to go to school, speed school, or you know, driver school or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I've had to go to driver school a few times.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a bad driver. I was a fast driver at a younger age.
Oh,
I don't. But now I'm like good. I haven't gotten a moving violation in a long time, outside of not having my plates expired or my plates renewed.
Yeah, for like a whole year.
That's just hard. And you know what? You know what else
it's
is
online? It's not hard.
You know what else I can already tell you I'm not going to make the deadline for? Is the real ID stuff that's coming out?
You don't have a real ID yet?
Would you have one?
Yeah.
No. Like not an ID. Like I have an ID.
No, the real ID on your driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah, real ID. It's like, yeah. It's like that's what it's branded as.
When you got your Illinois driver's license, you didn't get the real ID?
You could have gotten it then.
You could have gotten it then.
Well, wait,
it's
how long ago?
Just as
no, that
fast.
Was 3 years ago I moved.
Yeah,
here.
They were doing it 3 years ago.
They were doing it for a long time. Okay, they were doing it before I moved.
I think it cost more, so I just chose not to. I said, I'll get that. So wait, show me your IDs. Can you show me your IDs?
Mine's in the
I don't
other
have
room.
Mine in here.
Oh, wow. Look who doesn't have any ID. You guys sitting here talking about real IDs. You don't even have any IDs. Is it different than this? Does it look different?
Hold on, I'll go get mine.
No, it's very similar, but I think it has think like a
just like a logo on it.
There's a star.
What? So why are we doing this? Why are we doing real IDs?
It has something to do with. Gosh, I used to know. I'm starting to forget because I looked it up a long time. It was something to do with maybe flying.
I think we talked
like
about this on Daily
fly,
Deets one time.
Yeah, like when you fly, your driver's license has to have
a real
ID
well,
on
that's,
it.
At the airport, they were like, you need, just so you know, you need a real ID by May 2025.
Right.
And I was like,
it's so the government can take us down.
No, Kyle, no! we have an inside joke where Kyle occasionally likes to spit off conspiracy theories into microphones and we don't let him. See, look, how's it? Oh, it's just that star? Oh, yeah. I could just draw that on there.
You rebel.
Seriously, that's it? Let me see.
Yeah, just get a stamp. Stamp it.
And that's literally the only difference. Even the photos are the same.
I hate to tell you this, though. I don't think it costs you any extra money, so I don't know why you didn't do it.
The line was probably longer.
It probably was. There was a reason I chose not
to. Mr. Impatient.
But I'm also a procrastinator, so I'm like, I was like, what? When do I need that done? 2025? Nah, I got some time.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here in 2021.
Then you're going to go to the airport one day, and you've forgotten that you haven't gotten it done, and they're not going to let you fly because you don't have your real ID, and then you're going to be stuck, and then you're going to be mad.
That's what I was thinking about. Literally, when he hands me the paper, he goes, here's a QR code on this piece of paper. You can scan it and find the closest DMV. And I'm like, I have to go to a DMV to get this done? I can't just get this done online and have it mailed to me? And so that way, I was like, that's when I knew. I was like, this is going to bite me in the butt at some point.
It will bite you in the butt.
Just like the renewed license plates. Took me forever to get those done.
You know what else is a pain in the butt? Getting your car through the emissions test when you get that in the mail.
That's so annoying. Every two years.
Hate that.
In Tennessee, it was every year.
What?
You had to go every year. And same thing, I think, in Missouri, too.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's such a pain in the butt. And there's no emissions test near me. I got to drive 30, 40 minutes
to
find one.
The opposite end of the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is annoying?
Why do they make us do this stuff? I know why they'd make it. That was a dumb question.
But
it's still like the real ID. What's real about Kyle's ID that's not real about mine? You know, just because it has a star on it?
I don't know.
Oh, Kyle's not a terrorist?
Yeah. And why do they care about real money? Why not counterfeit money? It all looks the same.
Well, because then that would set off the economy. And, you know, look, I didn't do well in economics. Took it at Columbia Community College over the summer because I heard that it was so hard at Mizzou that I decided, I said, you know what, I'll take it over the summer at a community college.
It's funny, I did that in high school. I took my government econ class over the summer so I didn't have to take it.
And you were good through college?
It was for high school. What? You're supposed to take government econ senior year in high school.
Really?
And I was just like you that I took it over the summer prior to my senior year because I heard it was way easier than it was during my senior
year. I feel like
year.
Most classes are easier in the summertime.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember this full story, but I was taking, it was either micro or macro economics at Elgin Community College. And the woman that I had for a teacher, I had her for both micro and macro. This is why I cannot remember this full story, but she started off the class. She just starts talking about socialism and the concept behind it and like the money thing. And it was kind of weird. Like, okay, like I can see why you're teaching us about this. It's like a lesson or whatever. And it was this like 10, 15 minute buildup. And she goes, and that's what Obama's doing to us. And
oh, my God.
I just remember being in the back of the class and being like,
that turned political real fast.
What is this going to be on the test?
You know, can I reveal something to you guys? This is a safe place.
Safe place.
Of course.
Any word that ends in ISM, I don't really know what it is.
Look.
Capitalism, socialism.
I was going to say prism.
Marxism. Prism.
Prisms.
Prism.
What is going on over there?
Anything that ends in ISM, I do not
know.
But
I will say this. Marketing-wise, it's forced me to learn. It's forced me to learn what everything is a little bit. But like when you're going into it blind and someone says it, it's like, sound bad. It's like, when you read about it, it's like, it's just phrased that way. And
yeah, because what there's socialism.
Communism.
Communism.
Communism's bad.
Which, like, I don't even fully understand communism. I just know it's bad because, like, the Red Scare and all that. I don't know. But, like, Marxism, I don't know what that is. Racism, certainly don't know what that is, folks. And, prisms.
Prism.
Mel said prism. I think that's the thing on the
cover.
You
probably don't know what that is either.
Of the Pink Floyd album, I think. I don't know.
You are correct.
Okay. All right. That's all right. So I do know one ism. But other than that, like I don't know how. When I hear those words, I think my brain just like
shuts down.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it doesn't want to absorb that information.
I'm never going to know what socialism is. I've just come to terms with it. I will die not knowing. If you come to me on my deathbed and you're like, Austin,
it's so interesting to hear one person go, I love socialism. And then you turn around the corner and somebody else goes, I can't stand socialism. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't understand that. I don't know what's going on.
To be honest, it's kind of like the feud in the Middle East. I don't know what's going on there. Hand raise.
Can I make a confession?
What?
That's very confusing.
It's
by the
very
way.
Confusing. Thank
There's
you.
There's a lot to that.
I don't
a
know.
Lot.
I don't know what's going on. And I've tried. I've tried to learn about
Me
that.
Me too.
I still don't know what.
I have to go to the bathroom, so I gotta leave.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We'll both start and end with bathroom visits. Let's time them.
Hey, wait.
Let's time them.
Wait, are you pooping?
You tell me, Brenia.
Is it a real poop? Real ID.
Is there poopism?
Oh, poopism. Now that I do understand.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.